the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
These stories are great. Thank you for calling with these. By the way, if you still want to jump in, we'd love to hear from you. The question is, what are you thankful for that you never thought you would be? We love asking that question this time of year. Phone number is 855-90-BRANT.
Something I'm thankful for now that I didn't realize at the time, my mom had a massive heart attack when I was 14 and she almost passed away. She ended up living another 5.5 years, and those 5.5 years were some of my best memories with my mom. My mom got a second chance to live and enjoy life instead of trying to just get through day to day, raise 3 children, being a single mom. She just enjoyed life after that.
Wonder how you feel about this. This mother-in-law is having Christmas dinner at her house. It's kind of a tradition. A little different this year. She's making one little tweak to Christmas dinner for the fam, for the extended fam. She's charging everybody $22 a head. So if you're going to come, not everybody in the family is excited about this.
Yeah.
Some of the daughters-in-law are upset. And how this stuff makes the news, I have no idea.
I tell you what. Now that I've started hosting,
I know
there's something inside says,
I know.
Huh, okay.
Especially if it's just assumed that you'll do it.
Yes.
And it sets you back hundreds of dollars, like it might for her.
Yeah.
I could see that. Like, hey, I'll go to all the trouble. Everybody pitch in. It's gonna be $22 a head.
Yeah.
And we'll have a great dinner, and I'll make it. You don't have to worry about it.
Sure.
I don't think it's crazy.
Gratuity included.
Everybody's really upset. Sherry and I get it. We're like, yeah.
All right.
His name is Justin Bieber, and he is in the news. And the headline was, married man Justin Bieber says, wants to be more like Jesus. That's the headline. He's married.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, to Baldwin girl?
Baldwin girl.
Baldwin girl, I'm sorry.
Bieber guy and Baldwin girl. See how much we keep up on pop culture here?
Haley, I think that's her name.
Okay.
You know what?
I didn't know that.
For all the stuff about Justin Bieber that gets thrown out there, I'm so rooting for that guy. I don't know him. I never met him. I don't need to meet him. It's okay. Whatever. But I really am. My heart breaks for him. And I'm not just saying that. Like,
why?
I feel sorry for him.
Why?
Because anybody, like, they're like, oh, well, his head is messed up. Well, yours would be too if you became a superstar worldwide at age 14 or whatever. That shouldn't have been allowed, honestly.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah, I think so.
If I had a 14-year-old, the answer is no. Because I've seen, look, everybody knows what happens to a child star. You don't do that. It messes with your head. Who's not going to be messed up by that? I read an article the other day that was talking about him having an interaction with people on the street where they were chasing after him recently. And he asked them, please, would you just put your phones down? Can we be normal? Like he wouldn't mind having a conversation. Can we be normal for a second? They'd be like, well, he's not normal. Yeah, of course he's not. But who? It's like we've done some sort of a science experiment on this guy. It's not fair. And I, for one, would love to see him and his wife very happy for a long time. Yeah, the answer is no. Just plain no. N-O.
Your kid's a child prodigy on maybe, let's say, the piano or the violin or something. And through no fault of their own, just because they're so talented, gaining success and notoriety, you would shut that down.
Yeah.
At 14.
Yeah. I get one shot with my kids. Why would I trade it in for Hollywood stuff? It never works.
That's true.
And every time, you know what? I'm old enough to remember back in the day, 10, 15 years ago, when I remember hearing parents who had some prodigious acting daughters, for instance, or whatever, going on about, no, here's how we make it work. And it didn't work.
Okay.
And now they're paying the dear price, but it was all literally like in Christian magazines and stuff going, well, see, we can, if you, and then they're like, okay, and literally one of them's dad said, I wish we could do all over again. And he's a celebrity. Like, I wish we could do it over again to get that back. That was a major mistake. I would never do that. And if they're that talented, I'm sure they'll still be that talented when they're 22.
Maybe even more so.
Yeah, exactly. I get one shot with these kids. One shot. That's it. Please, we ask you, please be patient on the listener uniforms. They are coming.
So many people asking, wondering where they are.
Yes, and if you're new to the show, you need to know you're going to get a listener uniform and you'll have to wear it.
And why are we doing this? To identify the listeners.
Identify
the
listeners and how good you're doing. There will be certain badges and ribbons and things that will go on there. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Our prototype right now, it looks like a speed skater uniform.
We've had a little pushback on that because the way it fits.
A little snug, but again, it's a good motivator for everybody to get in shape before they get these.
Absolutely.
Jackie Wilson on Facebook said, I'm so thrilled to get the uniform if I ever get it. Someday, maybe. So again, a little criticisms there.
Which is duly noted. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah.
You keep adding things and then...
But do you want it before it's really ready? There's a lot of electronics in here.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some beta testers.
Sure, that haven't quite made the,
when
they're okay now. Yeah.
Remembrance events are over. We will be able to dispatch these to everyone and we'll move on. Question, what are you thankful for that you never, ever, 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 ever thought you would be? We would love to hear the answer to that. Love these stories. 855-90-BRANT.
This is Chris. I am never... cease to amaze how much God can do the things that he does. For 15 years, long time ago, my wife and I wanted to have kids, weren't able to have kids, and struggled with all that. Did everything man had to offer, and no luck. But I stand here now, being married almost 29 years, and we have 4 adopted children and another one to be adopted soon, and a house full of craziness. And I am so thankful that nothing ever went the way that we thought we wanted it to go, because I would not have the wonderful joy.
A lot of talk about what men should be like and, you know, where are the good men, that kind of stuff. I hear this sort of discussion every now and then. I would like to propose that we all turn toward Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
And learn from it. And I didn't think about this myself. It came up, so I'm not forcing it. Mm-hmm. Normally I force Lord of the Rings in every conversation, but I'm not.
That's true. That you're not, this no. already came up.
Lindsay hit me on Facebook and she said, and this is so true. She quoted this post on Facebook. She said, I rewatched Lord of the Rings the other day, and you know what I really appreciate? The men are so tender. They cry and they kiss each other's foreheads and they hug and they call each other my friend and my dear. They're respectful to women and faithful to their partners. They have banter without being creepy or sleazy, and literally none of that stops them from being considered manly. More Lord of the Rings men, please. Totally agree. But I would add, it's not just that.
Mm-hmm.
It's also taking action.
Ah.
And being bold and strong.
Mm-hmm.
And doing the right thing. So it's not just, hey.
It's all of those things together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mix. And it's so true because Tolkien set out. He was writing a book about friendship. Mm. It's the fellowship of the rings. This is about declaring friendship, and that friendship is good, and being on mission together is good. And every guy, that's why it has so much appeal for a lot of guys. Like, want to be a part of that.
You know what?
Yeah, I know. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
See? I know. It's good. A warning, this is going to sound kind of, I don't know, like religious trite language, like cliche, what you would expect, maybe. But I mean it, all right? Twitter does this thing. Maybe you've seen this, at least on my Twitter interactive thing or whatever. It's like, what you need to know today. And it's got all of what I need to know today. I've always looked at that, what I need to know. You know what all those things have had in common? I didn't need to know any of them. I didn't really need to know any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Not once have they said something like, thank you, I need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we need to know is a question. And here's where it sounds like I'm just giving religious language what I mean. Like, reading the Gospels is a great idea, because if God came to earth, and I believe he did in the form of a man because he loved us so much and he had things to say, that would be what we would need to know. So what did he spend time saying and doing and demonstrating? Because here's this extraterrestrial intelligence that we can't even fathom that visited Earth in the form of a man who is rooting for you and loves you. And he had things to say. Well, what did he have to say? That's what I need to know. Of course, yesterday was Cyber Monday, so that was all about shopping. And then it was Black Friday last week. You know, what I was thinking about, it was 35 years ago. almost to the day, there were Cabbage Patch Riots, is what they call them.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this?
I do remember, yes.
Cabbage Patch Riots. And if you're a young person, you need to understand what it wasn't in a cabbage patch. They were dolls.
Yes.
That everybody got all hyped up on.
Not and particularly cute
no,
dolls.
No.
Me, looking back on it, they,
not at all.
There was no reason to riot. Let
Complete
me put it that
mystery.
Way.
Mystery. And there were riots.
Yes.
And then we still have Cabbage Patch dolls available.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nobody's rioting.
Nobody cares. Yeah.
Why?
That's true. It's a great point.
Yeah. It was like the scarcity of the moment. We all got carried away. And looking back, we're like, you know what? Something happened.
What was that all about?
What were we doing? We should be embarrassed and ashamed. This is my favorite question. Here you go. You can ask other people this too. It's, you always get an interesting response. What are you thankful for that you never thought you would be? There's the little twist. What are you thankful for you never thought you would be?
Hey, this is Brittany, and I was calling to say that I'm thankful for a house fire that we had. It'll be 2 years this January. We lost a bunch of our stuff, but the community and our friends and family came together, and we got back so much more than we originally had and had lost in the fire. The love of Jesus really shone through in our community and our friends and family, and we were just so thankful afterwards. It was just a tragedy that we had never expected to happen to ourselves, but in the end, we were just so incredibly blessed.
I am thankful for my husband's alcoholism, and I know that sounds really strange, but we get to use his testimony with so many people, and so as strange as it may sound, I'm thankful for my husband's alcoholism and now his 18 years of sobriety.
Hi, Brant. My name is Ladora, and I am thankful for 21 years of waiting for our son and all of the lessons that God taught me in that period, as well as just how I got to know the Lord personally and in a miraculous way when he did give us our son after that 21 years of waiting. So I just thought I would answer that question for you guys, and I hope you'll have a great day.
People are demanding it. They want it right now. They want a remake of a certain movie series, and that movie series is...
Oh, no.
Back to the Future.
Oh, no.
This is according to a new poll in Hollywood Reporter. The next movie franchise audience want is Back to the Future.
No.
I suppose that feels like more work for directors and actors and stuff, and I would like to tell them.
They don't have to do it.
You don't have to.
We're okay.
The first ones are fun.
The first ones were just great.
You don't need to reenact it. Don't need to do it again. All that stuff is great. The clock thing, that car, the
DeLorean.
Yeah,
the lightning bolt. And
it was great.
Fly, hoverboard. And then he's playing the guitar and everything.
The fly thing, that was all.
We loved it.
It's great.
It's enough.
We can still watch that one.
Greetings, podcast people. Something a little fun here. Hopefully you'll think it's fun. If you've been following the show for any length of time, you may remember this. When I first joined Brant's show, it was in California. I mean, I had moved from Pennsylvania to California. And one of my biggest fears was that my nieces wouldn't remember me. We were very, very close. And I had them as much as I could, which was a lot. And I was just terrified that they were going to forget me, especially the baby. When I left, she was only maybe two. Yeah, about two. And I just thought she wouldn't know who I was. And that was just so frightening to me. So what I did was I started doing these little Bible stories while I was in California. I'd get people to do voices for them and everything, and I'd produce these Bible stories. And then I'd send them to my brother and have him play them for them so that they would know my voice. So it was, yes, it was about the Bible, obviously, but it was also about them hearing my voice every night. So, yeah, I did that for a while so that they would, he'd play it for them before they went to bed. So this one, there's several of them, but this one is particularly special because Brant Hansen does a fantastic job as Zacchaeus. This is him playing this part, and he was so great at it. And if I remember correctly, it was all one take. So he just got the script. He hadn't seen it before, and he did that voice, and it was perfection. So I thought I'd play a little bit of you. It was what I called urban Bible stories. Because at the end of the day, my nieces are two little black girls from Philly. So there'll be some Ebonic license in these stories. But this is the story of Zacchaeus that I did for my little girls, starring none other than Brian Hansen. So I should also say that I am a huge, 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 huge fan of Adventures in Odyssey. That had a major impact on me growing up. And so that gave me a chance to do a little bit of that, too. So I hope you enjoy it. We think it's fun. And now a story about a little fella named Zacchaeus. One day, Jesus was walking through a town, and there were crowds everywhere. Wherever Jesus went, there were always a lot of people trying to see him. Well, Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and he was a really, really rich guy. I mean, he had loads of money. The problem was, he was a wee little short guy. He was in the crowd trying to see Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd.
Excuse me, pardon me. Excuse me, hey guys, can you move over a little bit? Guys, move, I can't see. Ouch, hey, look out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you down there, little fella.
Little fella? Do you know who I am? How rich I am? I can buy and sell you 100 times
oh,
over.
Hey, calm down there, little guy.
Rich.
You can buy and sell me, then you need to buy some longer legs.
Oh, I may be a little guy, but you can expect a big tax bill in the mail,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, come on, Tiny.
Zacchaeus continued to press his way through the crowd, but he still couldn't see Jesus.
Excuse me, move, I can't see. Is he still here? I want to see Jesus.
Finally, he had an idea.
If I climb up in that tree, I bet I could see Jesus. It was worth a shot.
Zacchaeus struggled to climb the tree, his little legs wrapped around that tree trunk, and he inched along until he finally got to the top.
Aha! I made it! Now, where is he? Where is he? Where is... Ah, there he is. It's Jesus. Wow!
Right then, Jesus looked up and saw him.
Zacchaeus! Zacchaeus! Come down here. I must stay at your house tonight.
What? Seriously? That is awesome! Woohoo!
So Zacchaeus rushed his little self down from that tree and took Jesus to his house. But there were some people. They didn't like the fact that Jesus was going to Zacchaeus' house.
Jesus is going to his house?
What? You gotta be kidding me.
Does Jesus know what type of dude this is? He's greedy. He's spiteful. Man, I can't stand that dude.
While everyone was bad-mouthing him, Zacchaeus stood in front of Jesus with an open heart.
Look, I know what kind of man I am, and you know what kind of man I am. But I make you this promise now. I won't be that kind of guy anymore. I will give half of all my money to the poor. I will pay back everyone I have cheated. In fact, I will give them back 4 times as much.
Zacchaeus, I'm going to change your whole life and your whole family's life. You were lost, and I came here looking just for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
So remember, whether it's leaving your friends or pressing through a crowd or even climbing a tree, always do whatever you have to do to see Jesus. Because when you look at Jesus, you'll see he loves you and he's looking right back at you.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.